From the studios of Vermont Public Radio, this is VPR News. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Early last month, North Country Hospital in Newport announced it would end two programs and lay off at least 19 workers. North Country CEO Claudia Fort cites decreasing patient population as a possible cause. Many patients now have high deductible insurance plans that Fort says discourage them from getting tests and procedures recommended by their doctors. But Fort also says preventative care is now more effective at avoiding hospital visits in the first place.
That's keeping people out of the hospital and avoiding the acute care. So we're seeing some of the emergency room admissions go down. We're seeing some of the patient census in the hospital go down a little bit.
But Fort says sweeping changes in healthcare delivery at the federal and state level are making it difficult to predict patient population and revenues.
We don't know where that volume will erode to, and we don't know where the bottom of the hill is.
Fort adds that several large construction projects in the Northeast Kingdom mean Newport may be seeing an upswing in jobs and population, though. He says that means the region needs a community hospital. Vermont's largest electric utility and the owner of the state's only nuclear power plant have settled a lawsuit about the costs of replacing power after the collapse of a cooling tower in 2007 caused Vermont Yankee to reduce its output. Terms of the settlement between Green Mountain Power and Entergy forbid the parties from disclosing the amount of the settlement. When it filed its lawsuit, though, Green Mountain Power asked for $6.6 million to cover the cost of replacement power it had to buy after the 2007 collapse and another cooling tower problem at Yankee 1 year later. GMP spokesman Robert Dostis said the money from the settlement will lower electricity costs for consumers and will be reflected in the new rate for next year. Firefighters are trying to determine what caused a fire at the Norwich Water Pump Station, the second one in a month at that station. Firefighters saw flames coming from the roof of the building early yesterday. No injuries were reported. The cause of the first blaze on July 8th also was undetermined. And finally, a judge has denied a probation release request from a former Vermont woman who served prison time for her role in the killing of her stepmother in 2000. Tasha Beer was accused of persuading her foster brother, Scott Favreau, to shoot Vicki Campbell Beer of Linden. Beer was 14 at the time. Favreau pleaded guilty and was sentenced to 17 years to life. Beer pleaded guilty to manslaughter and was imprisoned 6 years before being placed on probation. Now living in Las Vegas, Beer is 28 and married and asked to be released from probation, saying she's a changed person who works and supports two children. The Caledonian Record reports Judge Mary Miles Teachout said Wednesday she was not satisfied that Beer had spent enough time on probation. The eye in the sky for today, partly to mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon are expected. Some could contain gusty winds and heavy rain, highs in the low 80s. More on the weather at the end of the hour. For VPR News, I'm Mitch Wertlieb.